Hello.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, it's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm
What's happening?
doing good. Well,
I didn't
I've got
recognize the number. Usually it's an 877.
well, because I'm calling from the sales floor. They're calling from
Oh,
the
got it.
operations side. So,
Okay.
so I was just calling to touch base with you. I spoke with my director and I explained your situation and I have good news. He was able to honor that. So what we did is, your next billing cycle will pay, it will bill on the 17th of this month. And
Yeah.
on the 17th of this month, it will go to Google Ads instead of Facebook Ads. And it'll go
Okay.
$200 worth. Okay.
And
So,
do you have to do some setup stuff beforehand, or what is the process
right. So I'm
as
going to go
far as,
over, go
okay.
ahead.
No, it's cool. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go over a couple of things with you right now regarding the keywords and the targets that you want. So that way, when you bill on the 17th, we can build the ad and get it going immediately because we know that you don't want to waste any time. So I'm
Okay.
just pulling up everything here as far as the keywords. So give me just a second to get that information of what we already have for you. Your account. There's a lot of information in your account, so it takes just a second.
No
Okay.
problem.
Yeah, I
All
told
good.
him that you'd be happy about this. So what we did is I reduced the cost of your regular package was $299. So what I
Right.
did is I reduced the cost of that down to just $249. So $100 of that would go Google Ads, and then that additional 100 that you were paying for Facebook Ads is going to go to the Google Ads as well. So you're getting a full 200 on the Google Ads because I told them what you said, that you would be, after it works, you'd be willing to invest more because you want it to be more successful. So
Yeah, for sure.
they went with that, and you've been with us for a while. So I want to verify the keywords here and make sure you're good with all of these. So what we have determined your keywords to be and what you would want us targeting for is epoxy flooring,
Yeah.
garage epoxy floors, epoxy coating, epoxy patios, outdoor concrete restoration,
Yep.
epoxy design,
Yeah.
man cave installation.
I had that in the beginning, but I think that just kind of loses it. It's really not. I don't think it's effective, to be honest.
Okay, we can pull it out. No worries. Yep,
Yeah.
understand. Yep, that's why we're going over them to make sure that we have what you think is going to be most effective, and doing exactly what you want. So let me pull that one. Hold on. I have your phone number. I didn't mean to copy that. Okay, let me pull that out. All right, so the next one is concrete coatings.
Yeah.
Epoxy coating. Rec rooms. Epoxy flooring.
Can you put epoxy in front of
Epoxy rec rooms, yep.
that?
Okay. Epoxy flooring. And
Yeah.
then we have polyaspartic floors. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, it's polyaspartic, and you know what? The
Aspartic.
thing is that I mostly use that, but people don't know what it is. Everybody knows what epoxy is, you know? Like
Okay.
polyaspartic is better than epoxy, but most
Well,
people don't
it's
even
not
refer to
costing you anything to have it. So it is the technical term, and once in a while you get those guys that are, technical. I run across them myself. We use the slang for something or a common word, and they're like, they give me the full 24 letter definition,
I understand.
epoxy flake systems,
Yep.
and then polyaspartic flake systems. Now, is there any other keywords that you want?
I'm pretty new at all this stuff, so I mean, that's what I got. If you have ones that you think make sense, then just add them because I'm new. I'm not. I mean, I can put floors down, but I'm not a tech person. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, no, and that's That's what we're here for. So I'm adding epoxy floor coatings because we see a lot of words in
that's
here.
Cool.
That,
yeah.
That one's not an actual term that's on there. Now, I know one of them that we had was concrete coating. What about concrete covering? Do they call it that as well, or is it always only coating?
I think it's coatings because I don't think it's covering. I don't think that anyone uses that myself.
Okay. And then tell me about your service radius. Do you want to target specific cities? Do you like the blanket radius? Where do you want to target this?
I mean, I'm in a place called Shadow Hills, which is in Sunland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm close to Burbank. I go wherever the work is. So, I mean, I've gone to San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita, Orange County, Pasadena, you know, I go all over. So, I mean, if I had I don't know how many cities you can put, but.
We can put quite a few, or we can put a blanket radius, or we can put counties.
Is a blanket radius just as good? Will it come up when someone searches from Arcadia or something like that?
Arcadia is not too far from Burbank.
I mean, I'm going to Laguna here in a week or two, and it's like 75 miles from me. It's kind of like wherever I got to go to get my paycheck within reason, I'll go.
Beyond
80 miles, I probably won't go, but anything within that, I'll go.
But 79 and a half, here we go, huh? No.
Pretty much, yeah. Hey, if it's 82, I'll go. 85, whatever. I mean,
right. You're
super,
not going.
If it's super
if it's
slow,
it. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like this. I can't say what I was going to say because that's not good. If it's super, if it's super slow, I'm going to do what I got to do. But if I'm working a lot and the schedule's good and someone's 90 miles away from me, I'm probably not going to do it. But you
right.
Know what I mean?
Right. Because you don't have to. Right.
Right. So it's, yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to look here and see what exactly we've got going on. Let me see. Down here on your website, where's your...
You know, it wasn't
oh,
long ago.
Oh, here it
ago.
Is. Yeah.
It wasn't long ago. I want to say maybe a month, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at our Google and on the map thing, and it had, you know where it has that little, what is it called, where they go with like a bubble. It's not a bubble, but it's like a point, and it goes out.
It's like a teardrop.
A teardrop. It showed that I was in Sedona, Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. This was like, I don't know, 2 months ago, probably.
Did you let us know when that happened, right?
Yeah, they fixed it, they corrected it, but I'm like, yeah, it's
right.
You have to make sure we're good on that because that's
absolutely. I'm looking here on your website what we're targeting for you here. Burbank, Flint Ridge, Los Angeles County, Orange County, Pasadena, San Fernando, Santa Clarita, Shadow Hills, and Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, I mean, is there room to put more? We can put more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I've been to Palmdale, Lancaster many times. I've been to Oxnard many times. I've been to Redondo Beach. you know, I don't know. There's so many cities. I've been to Newport. It's far, but again, hey, you know, if you asked me if I want to go to Newport Beach and I could work 5 days a week and had to drive there 5 days a week every day, I'd be like, I don't think so. But if I go do a job and I'm going to be there one day, I'm coming home and I'm fine with it.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. What about Ventura?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. You know we're right here in Orange County, right?
Yeah, you're in Fountain Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes from where I grew up, basically.
Okay. All right. I think.
And you can put Fountain Valley, you know?
Okay.
I could take a break and come check you guys out.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's not how you spell fountain. There we go. Okay. Alrighty, so I've got this, I've got these, the keywords, and I've got everything going here, and then we're going to make some changes, and we're going to run these Google ads and make an adjustment here for you, okay?
Listen, that's cool, man. I appreciate it. I know this is a stupid question. It's kind of like pointless for me to ask, but like totally honest opinion, comparing Facebook advertising to Google advertising, if you ask 10 experts in the field that what you do, what would they say?
Everybody has a different opinion based on their own experience,
right,
and also what you're offering. There's no cookie cutter response for that. You've tried and you've given the Facebook ads a full run with a decent amount of investment for 2 months. It's time to change.
So that's a better question. So having given it 2 to 3 months of doing it and it's just not giving you what you need, just time to pivot into something
three
different.
3 months is the marker. Yeah, 3 months, a full quarter. A full quarter.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fair.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's good. I appreciate that.
Are the areas and keywords he wants for his G ads, please? Okay. All right. We're going to get it up and running for you, and hopefully you get a huge influx of calls.
That would be great. I'll get a huge influx of calls and start doing more jobs. I'll be calling to increase it, like, big time.
Awesome. So, all right, Greg.
I appreciate you calling me, and thank you again. Forgive me. What is your first name again?
My name is Amy.
Amy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew I talked to you yesterday, and I texted that general 877 number. So.
Yeah, it came over to me. My boss was out of the office yesterday afternoon before I could get a response. So I couldn't get a response for you when we were talking. But then the first thing this morning, I asked him and he said, yeah, let me work on it, because he had to do some different things with the billing in order to get it to do that. And then, like, literally you texted in and the guy in the operations messages me and I'm like, tell him I'm working on it right now. Like, I was literally, he's all, you texted, you're good to go.
I'm not trying to be opinion.
Not at all. But I want you to know, like, I haven't forgotten about you. I really have been working on it because I know it's important, you know?
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Right. Well, let me know what I need to do, and we'll see what happens.
Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, bye.